Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
You know, sometimes you can't make this stuff up. So I already recorded the podcast for today. I was talking about how I was learning a new editing software that goes on my phone for videos because I want to make them a little more professional. I want to have an intro. I want to have an outro at the end. I want to edit some things out, put in some, you know, just make them look more professional. And my husband and I were talking about that. And of course, about a year ago, he said, there's no way we're buying a massive computer close to $6,000-$7,000 for these puppies that have a lot of processing power for videos, plus the software that goes on top of that. So God, I think, put in front of me a social media ad that went through software that, or apps that you download on your phone. Now you do the editing on your phone, a little bit different than on a computer. But I have to tell you, I was sharing how I spent almost 2 days wasting so many hours trying to just do the basics and how that was what my entire ministry was like when I decided to leave my executive career in corporate America, a place that I knew well, very comfortable, earning great keep. But let's throw that all away so that I can try this Catholic thing, get out there and share the real peace, hope, joy, and love that only comes from God and the Catholic faith. Okay. But what comes with that? Everything was new. I was crying every day. Not only because I was scared of just sharing this message, but also scared about all the technology and the things that I had to do outside of what I know my calling is. My gift is evangelization. It's not administration. I don't like technology, even though I manage technology in my career. So I get done with this podcast and somehow, after about, I don't know, two and a half years of doing this podcast every Monday through Friday, it's almost unconscious work, right? That I, when I'm done, there's that right again. Sorry, I caught it. Anyway, are you hearing it now? I bet you are. I'm hearing it everywhere now. People that say, right, at the end of their sentence. For those who don't know, I'm trying to catch myself and get rid of that. But anyway, back to where I was. So I know this podcast system and software like the back of my hand, but somehow this morning, it just blew away. So there you go. And I laughed because that was my basic thing. We should constantly be looking to improve ourselves in our personal lives, our professional lives, our spiritual lives. Don't just sit and waste your life away. God has things that he wants you to do. And maybe things that are really, really outside of your box, your comfort zone. Maybe he's asking you to start a ministry or write a book or do catechism classes or change your career. Maybe he's looking for you to take up that hobby or that other kind of at-home work kind of job that you've been seeking. A lot of us have different things that are pressing on us, and you may also be feeling pressed to push forward in your spiritual life, to learn something that's hard, uncomfortable, something that you've never done before, like praying, for example. Happy to help. I have a 40-day video prayer course. I'll put the link in the description. But the key here is that if you're not praying and you don't have a relationship with God, you are not going to be able to do what you want to do, knowing that it's aligned with God's will, with ease. I will never forget when my video prayer course, speaking of which, broke. Something broke, and the people weren't getting the emails every day. And I had no idea how to fix it. I didn't even know who to go to fix it. Unfortunately, I had Angie, the chick that was with me for 2 years, but she dropped off the face of the earth. I couldn't get her to get back to me. So I prayed like crazy. As I was scrolling through the internet, trying to find out how do these two different applications talk to each other? How do I make this work again? You could feel my shoulders were up to the tops of my ears. I was in such achy, crampy. I was stressed out. I don't know about you, but when I get stressed, it goes right to my neck and my shoulders. It's actually proven that women have more tension in their neck and shoulders. Anyway, so as I was praying, God put in my way this guy who was on the help team. He got on a phone call with me. Technically, he's supposed to be a third-party contractor who would make money to help me fix this thing. So we were talking on the phone. I was explaining everything to him, and he's like, okay, maybe this, maybe that, maybe this. And so I said, all righty, now how much do I owe you? And he said, oh, don't worry about it. Sure enough, it worked. I sent him the longest ooey gooey gushing thank you, thank you, thank you email that I could have ever typed out, because I believe God put him in my way. So this is why prayer is so important. This is why, as we look to improve ourselves, therefore improving not only our life, but the lives of those around us, we can do it with ease, with God, so that we're not stressed out, anxious, worried, fearful. You know, maybe you're even feeling just insecure about the whole thing. Who am I to think I should write a book? Who am I to think I should be on videos? These are the questions that are going to come. These are the things you have to knock down. Even if it's not something that you're going to go out and do publicly, it's still going to make you a better witness, a better person, more knowledgeable in your faith, more knowledgeable in your profession, something unique and different in your personal life, in your vocation, in your state of life. So let's take today, a Friday, before we head into the weekend. We're already done with September. Holy cow, what happened? Where did it go? And now October, and I don't know about you, but October for us is always a crazy month, and it goes so fast. And then before you know it, you're in Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, Advent season. So take the time today. Lord, what is it that you want me to improve in my life? Remember last time on a Thursday, I said, I'm done. I'm going to work out. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to this. I'm going to that. And I'm going to make it meaningful and purposeful with God. And I'm telling you, it's helping. I am not there with working out yet. I am doing some, but I'm not doing what I know I can do. It's just a decision. And again, I know if I don't do it in the morning, I'm not going to really probably do it in the afternoon, if I'm honest. But I just need to make that decision and then act. We all make decisions, but do we actually act on them? So I'm giving you my update from September that yes, I'm still being, good about eating. I'm not going on these little munching attacks, having the baked goods that I make for people and things where I eat half of it and then don't do anything to burn it off and feel all bleh. I'm telling you, sugar is poison. Sugar is poison. All right, let's pray. It's been a crazy podcast day, but I'm hoping and praying that when I'm done with this, it saves and it gets posted as normal. Alrighty, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, come Holy Spirit into our heart. Change our heart to be Jesus' heart. Help us listen to our heart. Help us get ourselves out of the way of what you want us to do. Of the things that we know aren't going to be easy, but will make such a difference in our lives. We need you to help us make the decision and act on this improvement in our life, mind, body, soul. We want your spirit to be resonating every moment, shining the love of Christ to us in our own families and everyone that you put in our path. Help us live in today and love in today and be purposeful in today, thinking about you, seeing you, stopping and praying when tempted or getting angry or ready to get in an emotional uproar with someone. Help us to be aware and intentional and purposeful. Have everything have meaning. We are here to love. We are also here to know and to love and to serve you, God. And we need that relationship. So we ask that you pour out the grace for us to constantly pray, for us to take a minimum of 15 minutes every day and just sit with you, allowing you to speak to us and tell us today what we need to do for you. But we ask as we go into yet another month this year, we don't want another month to pass by without taking steps toward improving our lives, our vocation in life. Jesus, we ask you to show us the way. Show us how we should live through you, with you, and in you. Mary, please take our left hand. Holy Spirit, please take our right. Guardian angel, please protect us, guide us, lead us. Make sure that the messages from God are so loud. We are so dense. Please give us the ears to hear and the eyes to see and the will to take action. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. You can do anything with God. That should be like written on your wrist. Should have a what would Jesus do kind of wristband thing, you know? Anything can happen with God. Don't question that. And ask him, how do you want me to improve my life? And he'll let you know, I'm telling you. Okay, I'm going to stop this podcast, pray that it gets saved. Otherwise, I'll be doing another one and it'll be crazy. All right. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. It's going to be about 70 degrees Fahrenheit here. Perfect day. Can't wait to get out and enjoy. And I will talk to you on Monday. Find something more with God, y'all. Have a blessed and inspired day.